this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the Cubs are joined by the ass-mazing Mr. Allen to discuss the only fuck less memorable than their worst. That's right, it's the second worst fuck ever episode. So take a sad, sad trip down memory lane. COL 219 starts now. July 14th, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Man, not that kind of orc.
We rehearsed this.
I'm Damon.
I'm Eric.
I have an odd craving for the blood of a live Kolar beast.
And I'm Gary.
Sassy gals, get the hose.
And welcome to the brand spanking new Cubs Out Loud, the Bear podcast of indeterminate length, episode number 219. And oh my God, we're off the rails.
We already screwed it up.
Yeah, I know.
That's just me and forgetting that. Oh, my microphone was muted. That's okay.
So it would have gone a little bit faster. Anything. Anyways, we've got a very special guest, amazing Mr. Allen. How you doing?
Good morning.
Welcome.
So your full title now is the amazing Mr. Allen. How's that work
for you? We'll keep working on it. I have been called worse. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least we've got that. So we got plenty of stuff going on today. I can tell you what's going on. We're going to have some feedback. We're going to be talking about the worst fucks ever, round two. We got our poll of the week. We got last poll of the week, which was actually a couple weeks ago. And we'll tumble for you. And we'll wrap it up with a few links here.
Yay.
How's that? Good. All right.
Awesome.
Moving on. Where am I? Brand new stuff. Confused.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So, what's going on, guys?
For me, the big thing that happened, the fun thing that happened this week was we're getting ready for, actually, it'll be later tonight, the chorus, the Cincinnati Men's Chorus, we've been doing a raffle for a trip to Menorca, Spain. A 2-week long trip, most expenses paid, staying in a condo kind of thing. And the raffle is tonight. And nice. I bought some tickets.
So, a shit ton.
Not a shit ton, but I bought like 15. So I'm hoping it would be an awesome trip. It would be a great thing. So I'm hoping for it.
Cool.
Awesome. I'm hoping for you as well, Damon.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll love to hear the podcast connection from Spain.
Nice. Which one of us are you taking?
Oh, I think I have to default to my husband.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Traditionalist.
Damn people and their relationships.
Yeah. Well, my week isn't quite so interesting. I have spent most of it painting the Warhammer figures I talked about last week. Yeah. And then, of course, this week the Steam Summer Sale started. So I've put in $50, and I'm limiting myself to that for the week, and buying lots of $2 and $3 games that are normally $30 or $40.
Wow.
Cool.
Gary? Good deal. To be honest, I think my week was kind of quiet. I did an awful lot of work. And decided to spend the weekend relaxing. I do want to thank friends of mine who allowed me to join them yesterday for it. For me, it was impromptu to join, but they had a picnic out at what's called Presque Isle State Park. It's a local state-run park, which is a it's kind of hard to explain if anyone's never seen one, but it's a peninsula. It's a strip of land that used to be connected to the mainland, and it's pulled off, so to speak, over, I don't know, thousands of years. But it's still connected, and you can drive out and go to beaches and do fishing and lagoons and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And for me, I got to meet the mermaids.
Okay. Yay!
So, well, I met one. I met Randall before, but because part of the whole thing of how we became the three mermaids, what I like to refer to as the chocolate, vanilla, and caramel mermaids. I mean, we're going to be very multinational when we move into whatever we end up moving into, a house or an apartment or whatever it is. Haven't quite settled on that yet. One thing I did find out is I'm a little behind on things. I thought we were going to be moving at the end of August. And then I find out, no, we were trying to move at the beginning of August, which would have been a lot easier or a bit easier. If I had known earlier, also I've known that I need to give them 60-day notice. And then I would have said, hey, back last month at about this time, I would have said, hey, I'm going to be moving out and done that instead of the 27th. So I've got a lot more to pay for my rent for August than I really could have, which would have helped with, you know, making those deposit payments. So I'm in a little bit of a financial thing. Fortunately, we think we might be able to take this all out. So, so we're well. None of us are strawberry, so I'm not sure if Neapolitan would work very well.
I was just saying, yes, we're going to name your house Mount Neapolitan. Nice. Come on, three shades. So, it's all good.
So you're, in other words, you're missing a redhead.
Yeah, but that would be ginger. See, it's still kind of, anyways.
Strawberry red. Then you need a strawberry blonde. Start picking hairs.
You're gay.
Anyway, so and this was the first time I met Roy. I met Randall before. And it was just odor back.
Yes. So, do we have any feedback?
What about Alan?
What about me?
Or Mr. Alan, I should say. Any fun, interesting things this week?
Let's see. Yesterday I went to California Extreme, which is a pinball and video game show held once a year at a local convention center. And there's something like several hundred video games and pinball machines, some from private collections, some from commercial vendors. And basically you pay a fixed price and you go in and play yourself into a stupor all weekend.
Oh, that's
cool.
There's the Pinball Museum in Las Vegas.
Which I have not yet been to. I haven't been to that. They also want to go to the Neon Museum in Las Vegas, which was just starting to open the last time I was there. So I'm overdue to go back to Vegas to see what's going on there.
Nice. All right. So with that done, still adjusting to the new format. So bear with me. So we're at... Feedback. Okay. So, that's all I got for you. I really need to get the right clip, but yeah. In any case, over on Bear Underground, Bye Guy 5 joined the group on Bear Underground.
Yay.
And we got a little post from Bruiser, Brewser, over on Bear Underground. Hey guys, was just listening to the episode 210 as I was out and about. Yes, I'm a little behind. When I was surprised and extremely flattered to hear you start talking about me and complimenting me, you really put a grin on my face. Oh. Keep up the great work. I really love listening to you guys. Hugs and tugs, Bruce. And
Bruce, you're awfully adorable.
You say adorable. I say he's hot.
I think that's pretty much the same thing, just kind of a little different type of context, but yeah, basically the same thing. Yeah, yeah, it's adorable.
Sexy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a top two. So there you go, Gary.
Bonus.
Anyways. Over on Facebook, we have likes from Jeremy Cummings, Maddie Ikonen, and Chester Cupcake Beltowski. Has nothing to do with Eric Chester. And he's cute and quite gingerish. So, anyways, that's cool. My 2 cents. So, letting
you know
the feedback that we got. Now we've got this week's topic. I will start off by saying this. I have not had much sex since the last time we did this. So I really don't have much experience. All I can say is that there is one guy who all he does is come over and bends over. And I mean, don't get me wrong, feels all right, but you know, something missing. There's nothing else there. It's just sticking in. You know,
BBC one.
So,
oh,
I wouldn't call it a worst fuck ever, but it's
kind of a bad fuck. Yeah.
So the award for that would be makes you feel most like a sex toy.
Oh, like that.
I'm just a organic dildo, I suppose.
An organic dildo? Is that what you just said?
Yes. Yes, it is.
First thing that came to mind was, let's see, I'm not made of rubber.
The organic dildo award goes to...
Nice.
Jeff!
I will just say that officially that organic dildo is... That puts a totally different image in my head, considering I was just at a Whole Foods co-op yesterday.
Find your organic dildo at Whole Foods.
What? Actually, a better version of that game, which is not just for Whole Foods, is find the potential sex toy. So go to Whole Foods and find the potential sex toys. Usually it's in like the cosmetics area. They have vibrators and they have massagers and they have things that will unkink certain parts of your back. And you go through there and you find yourself some sex toys. It's a fun game. Try it sometime.
Mm.
Nice.
What happened to summer squash?
Oh my God.
Do I want to know?
Fruits and vegetables are not included. It has to be something inorganic.
Ah.
Something you can buy and take home and use over and over and over again. Although I suppose if you took a squash and you wrapped it in acrylic or something and let it dry, you could probably use that over and over again. But but almost any store, if you get bored, go look for something that could be a sex toy. Be amazed how many things could be used as sex toys.
And I am grinning from ear to ear over here. I literally just went grocery shopping yesterday. So
pervert.
I think the response to that is damn straight.
Yes.
Or crooked if you like it bent.
Good point. Good point there.
Okay.
All right. So how are we doing this?
Says the
virgin to this topic, so to speak.
Well, basically, you just tell your story.
Hey, I just told my story.
No. Yeah.
It's not that great of a story, but it's a story.
Okay. Alrighty, I'm gonna tell this one because it wasn't an actual fuck. Like there was no anal penetration.
Well, that we're not really.
I know.
It doesn't necessarily have to include that. In fact, that's probably usually one of the reasons why there was a word fuck. But
yeah.
You know.
So it was late one night. I'm going to blame a full moon. And I was just online, being myself, just, chatting and looking around, seeing her. So I get this message from a guy called Bottom Fur You. I will spell it. It's BTTM F-U-R-U. I'll explain in a moment. And I'm just like, oh, you know, kind of cute, little small for my type, but, you know, not bad looking. Could, you know, it was late, I was horny, whatever. And he goes, I have an unusual fetish. And I go, okay, what is your unusual fetish? And he goes, I like to wear fur coats. Now, my rational mind would have said, no, not something I'm really into. Don't think I could really find anything interesting about it. But my smaller head decided to go, okay, let's just see what happens. Because you know what? It's his thing. I don't need to be in it. It's just he, you know, it's his thing. So I'm like, you know, he said, I just want to come over and blow you. Okay. Maybe more, but mostly blow me. He comes over. He's late, which is one of my big turnoffs. He finally gets here. And now I was thinking like a simple like fur coat, you know, sleeves, you know, cutting off at the waist kind of thing. No. And realize this was spring. This was late spring. He comes in a to the floor, huge like fur with the hat and everything. Like a big, like one of those big, I don't even know what they're called, but he had this, all this fur. And he brought it, and he actually was carrying something as well. And I was just like, okay, I should have told him no at the door. I was like, I don't think I can do this. But once again, little head prevailed. I was really freaking horny. So, okay. So I get naked. I sit on my couch and he gets down. He then proceeds to put on these arm length white fur gloves or mittens because it didn't have fingers. And he proceeds to touch and feel on me and then suck and all that stuff. His mouth was good. I will give him credit for that. His mouth was good. He had a very talented mouth. Unfortunately, I was totally distracted by the fur and the softness of the fur and everywhere that he was touching, because he was touching everywhere. And as he was touching, fur started to, like, it must have been inexpensive fur, because there was, you know, I was seeing fur flying everywhere, like strands, like a dog hair, whatnot.
Like a Cher concert.
Yes.
And you're thinking to yourself, is the vacuum going to pick that shit up?
Yes. That is exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to clean this up after he's done? Well, it gets worse. My eyes started watering.
No.
Oh, my eyes started watering. You were allergic to his fake fur?
It wasn't fake fur. So my eyes started watering.
Cheap, real fur?
Yes. It was mostly just like same way. I'm allergic to cats. So I know these symptoms. Eyes watering is one. I was starting to get congested. I was starting to sneeze a little bit. I was stifling them a little bit, but it got to the point where, you know, the good news, I guess the good news, somehow I was able to get off. But as he's like continuing to do stuff and the fur is still going, I'm not feeling anything else. I cannot do anything else. I'm kind of done. And so I kind of ask him, you know, what kind of fur is this? And I believe he said rabbit or raccoon. I can't remember which one it was. And I go, I think I'm allergic. So I think you need to go. He seemed a little put off, Obviously.
Really? Because you're having a fucking allergic reaction. He's put off.
Yeah.
You're being allergic to me?
Yeah.
What kind of furry are you?
Apparently, I am not a furry.
Well, there we go.
You're just not a rabbit or a rodent furry. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, God. So he left disappointed and probably unsatisfied, or at least partially unsatisfied. He did get me off. And I spent the next hour, and this is late, so I couldn't vacuum. But I soured. I took, I have like the disinfecting wipes, and I wiped down my couch. I tried to do what I could to the floor, but it was, I mean, it was everywhere. There was like
fur. Could you be more specific what it was you were doing to the floor, please?
No. I trying to find a way to pick up the hair without getting my vacuum out. Cause like I said, it was like 2-3 in the morning, and I have room. I have not roommates, but I have housemates. So I didn't want to start up a vacuum at 3 in the morning. So I just was like,
are you sure they haven't heard worse at 3 in the morning than a vacuum cleaner?
Nice. No. Well, I'm not sure. Anyway. So, yes. Spent the next hour, went to bed, next morning, vacuumed, got all as much of the fur off as I could, took some Benadryl before I went to bed the night before. I was fine the next day. And that's it. That is my second worst fuck ever.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to the worst. By the way, I'm totally calling that your cat scratch fever fuck.
Yes.
Very good, Eric. That's right on.
Oh, my God.
That's 20 points for you. I think I'm going to keep track. We're going to have a point system, and we'll find out who the winner is at the end.
Okay. Well, I'll go next.
Oh, gosh.
God, this is embarrassing. Okay. To start with, this was umpteen years ago in another age and epoch I like to call the 1990s. I was fresh out of college and met this really cute guy, sort of, you know, at the time I thought he was cute, blah, blah, blah. I ended up going to visit him, and we hung out for a couple of weeks. He was pretty cool. Had a lot of the same interests, you know, video games, gaming, blah, blah, blah. And then he mentions casually that when we met, he was on a break from his boyfriend, but now they're together again, and his boyfriend is back from his mother's house in Illinois. But it's okay because they're open. Okay. Now, I met this guy, and it was interesting to start with because they were just clearing up a bout of hepatitis that they'd gotten while having sex at their mother's house.
Oh.
So they are laid out sick as a dog on the couch.
And hepatitis at their mother's house?
Having sex at his mother's house, yes. And
who did they get hepatitis from? Each other?
I did not inquire. Regardless, you know, we're still hanging out and blah, blah, blah. I was hanging out with the first guy that I met for about a month after that. And then he started saying, well, my boyfriend's getting angry that you never have sex with him. And so I'm like, well, he's sick. I'm not going to risk getting hepatitis. I hope you're not having sex with him. Thank God I use protection. Long story short, eventually I let myself get pressured into a three-way with this guy and his partner at the time. And suffice to say, he was more active when he had hepatitis than after he cleaned up his infection route.
Oh.
He's the first person I've ever had sex with who was actually cold to the touch. And this is in Texas, where everything is, you know, at least room temperature.
Wow.
And he just lay there. He used some sort of very hairy guy, used an oatmeal shampoo, which in theory is great. It's great for dogs. I know it's great if you have, you know, skin conditions and things like that. Smells like oatmeal. Well, I'm a very sensory guy. Like, smells really get to me pretty quickly. And so I'm sitting here and trying to get, you know, trying to get into the swing of things. And he smells like oatmeal. And then we start kissing. And, well, he kisses like oatmeal.
Oh, no.
Just, you know, just very soupy. No strength for doing anything. No conviction.
No.
And finally, long story short, the smell was getting to me. So I was just, well, fuck it. I just got to get through this and get this guy off. I'm willing at this point to throw away everything that we've been going on about. And so I start touching him and blah, blah, blah. He's not reacting well at all. Finally, he tells me, well, I really can't get into things unless I'm being tickled. It's okay, so I start, you know, trying to tickle him here or there, and he starts to get into it, and then it moves into the I've got to be bound and tickled, and I'm like, dear Lord, I just want to get out of here with my mind intact. At this point, we're 2 hours into an unsuccessful lay.
God.
So I ended up tying him and then tickling him and then blah, 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 blah. About 3 hours in, finally, I get the weakest orgasm I've ever seen.
Oh.
Like, I'm talking droplets.
Wow.
It's Texas. It's 115 degrees outside. They don't have air conditioning on. They've got a fan in the window. So I am sweating up a storm. He's sweating up a storm. The other guy is sweating up a storm. Everybody is just completely mopped up. And then it's just I threw up some towels, toweled myself off, and then drove the hour home.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You drove an hour each way for that experience.
Yeah. The fun part was after that, this person apparently felt I wasn't a very good lover and told everybody I was the issue and that I had lots of fetish problems and couldn't get off normally.
Oh.
And really,
wow.
I'm a pretty vanilla person. It didn't bother me too much, but it was annoying because for the next 3 years I heard about it from strangers.
Oh, shit.
That was my worst fuck, not just because it was a bad lay, which, you know, we all have bad lays from occasions, but because it followed me then for years, where I would get whispered at bear events and things because I was the guy with the weird fetish.
Oh, like, no.
I didn't even know what the fetish was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what was your second worst fuck, if that was the worst fuck?
My second worst fuck would actually have to be a guy that I tricked with up here a couple of years ago. And it was because he was also getting into a fetish that I would not into. He was cheating on his boyfriend. And he tells me this in the middle of sex.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay, well, this was something I told you was a deal breaker for me. But at the same time, you know, he's riding me on top of me. And then he starts talking about, yeah, I'm going to be your secret bitch. Make me your secret bitch. All this stuff. It was such a turnoff.
Oh.
It's like, I don't get into that. It's like, get your ass off of me.
Oh, my God.
He still messages me, and he wants me to both cheat with him, and now he wants me to do Star Wars role-playing sex. And I'm getting looks from my partner now because I don't think he realized that's what it was.
May the force be in you.
Yes.
Wow.
You want to talk about feeling like a healthy, sexy person? Try being told by some guy that he wants to dress up like Princess Leia and I can be Jabba the Hutt. It's like, oh, fuck no. You.
Oh, nice.
There's a reason we've not seen each other in 3 years.
Oh. Yeah.
Good one, Gage.
Nope. Okay,
so yeah. I'm going to have you stay in late tonight.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, Gary, it's time to share. Ellen wants to go first.
I'm a guest. I'm here to defer to my hosts.
Ah, I think Gary should go.
We're all dying to know.
Thanks, David.
No.
All right. So I guess I'm starting with the worst ever, and then going to second worst. Okay.
Well, you can save the second first for the next time we do this, so if you want to. But
well,
you should share. Tell it all.
Eric told two, so I mean, you know. Only don't want to be fair.
Okay, I suppose.
And I'm referring to mine, by the way, as the oatmeal sandwich.
Nice.
God, that just makes me want to. Anyways. Years ago, I used to work at a campground resort that is clothing optional. And is located in West Virginia, outside the capital. And I was there working as a manager at the time. And needless to say, I was younger then and also foolish in my ways of looking at things. Mm-hmm. How I would perceive people being attractive and them finding me attractive. This isn't going very well, I could tell by the way I'm telling it. that being said... there was a gentleman there who, you know, you make flirty eyes at each other and this and that. And I was busy. I was also DJing at the time, helping behind the bar. So I was busy working. When we shut down the rec hall, he had hung around. And I knew that he had been drinking quite a bit throughout the course of the night. But as Damon was referring to, sometimes you don't think logically.
Yeah.
Because hormones are raging. So consequently, I wasn't paying attention to the fact that he didn't really seem to have a place to go. Like, obviously he was there and he had a place to stay because he was a guest staying overnight, but I don't know where that place was. And he kind of wanted to hang out and stay with me. And of course, I wanted to have sex. So I presumed that that was what was going to happen. And needless to say, it took about 45 minutes to an hour to talk him into coming back to my place. Because he was busy drinking and, you know, thinking about all sorts of other things other than the fact that we should be getting it on. And looking back on it, I'm like, wow, I was so young and naive. So eventually, through the course of conversation, a lot of coercing, I get him to go back to my place, which living on the property, we have all sorts of different arrangements. And one of them is bed and breakfast style guest rooms. And I was in the staff quarters, which is a very small room. But so we get in there and the whole time he wouldn't stop talking. But he's drunk, so he's not necessarily being coherent. So we decide, you know, that we're going to have some fun. Mm-hmm. And nothing's happening. And I'm like, all right, not sure what that's about. So I'm being the way I am. I'm like, you know what? We're going to give it everything we got. So I decided to put a lot of effort into trying to get him aroused. Let's put it that way. And nothing's happening.
Oh, no.
I should say nothing's happening. Let's just say that physically there's no response, but he's kind of reacting verbally. And then he's really kind of getting into it. Verbally, but nothing's happening. And I'm like, really, dude?
Oh, God.
So, needless to say, he is just limp biscuit all over the place. It is, like, very not engorged. It is just flopping around. And he's, you know, kind of rolling his head back and forth, and he's moaning a little bit. And the whole time I'm like, is this really happening? Because this is not my past experience. This is usually goes better or different. And needless to say, you know, I'm like, I'm just trying and I'm trying and I'm trying to do everything I can. And all of a sudden, he's not really saying anything or moaning or whatever. And I look up and I'm like, are you serious? Are you fucking serious? And sure enough, he passed out.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I hate it when that happens.
He knew he was drunk.
Oh, my God.
So, he must be this sober to ride this ride.
Oh, my God. I literally hand whatever you believe in the world, he had whiskey dick.
Oh.
He passed out. And then the worst thing is, this motherfucker's in my bed, passed out. And I have to get up in the morning at work.
Ice cubes.
And I don't know where he lives, where he's staying for the night, who his friends are, what to do with him. And I'm like, fuck my life. This is not what I wanted nor expected. And then I had a little rational moment and I said, well, Gary, you got yourself into it. Like, you could have done other things, but you were dead set and targeted on having fun with this guy. And this is what you get.
Uh-oh.
So that is my worst fuck ever. So I have no tolerance now for when guys are really drunk and they want to like screw around, because that memory comes back to me and I basically just want to say hell to the no, because I'm not
what happened
with that.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What happened next?
What do you mean what happened next? He slept in my bed. I tried to lay next to him. Mind you, this is a single bed. This is not like a queen or a king or anything. So yeah. Drunky McDickerson is sleeping in my bed, sleeping off his drinking. And then I woke up in the morning. And by the time he got up, I had already been up and was with the rest of the staff making breakfast and doing stuff. So,
oh, so you didn't see him leave. You didn't tell him goodbye.
Well, that was like, was it Friday night or Saturday night? No, I guess it must have been Saturday night, because there wasn't a second chance opportunity. Because I've known guys that have been like, oh, I'm really sorry about last night and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like they want to give a second chance. And
sometimes I was like, yeah.
So, yeah. I don't remember much after that, probably because I blocked it out, because I was pretty much seething with anger the moment I figured out that he passed out on me. And of course, the problem is I'm struggling logically with the fact knowing that he's drunk and that's the reason why he passed out, as opposed to the emotional side of me being like, oh, hell no. I got skills. There he goes.
Wow.
So, yeah. Huh. That one I talk up as my worst fuck ever. And it's probably pretty mild, but the reality is ever since then, I'm just a little cautious, just a little, you know. Scope things out ahead of time, make sure it's gonna be the right thing.
Awesome.
In that case. All yeah. Right.
So there's your worst.
Yep. Gary's Limp Bizkit tour.
The second one was really it's a quick lesson learned, because it was a quickie. And I still see this guy every now and then at different functions. And he's really, really a nice guy. However, here's a word of caution. This is Uncle Gary's like little tail moment to all the kids out there listening. If you are going to flirt with somebody, you best be prepared to go through with it.
Oh.
Because sometimes they'll take you up on it, whether you're ready or not.
Uh-oh.
So I was at a bear run at a campground, and there was this guy there, and we were, you know, kind of flirting back and forth, and he's, you know, tripping on my triggers, like, you know, for physical type and personality and all that kind of stuff. But it's Sunday and everybody's getting ready to leave. And then, you know, we kind of are, you know, saying goodbye to each other after breakfast and, you know, kiss and hug and groping and stuff. And it kind of gets a little heated. And he's like, you want to go to my van? And I'm like, sure. What the hell? Mind you, this is over, what, probably a dozen years ago. And consequently, we went to his van and he was ready to go. And I didn't realize my preference is let's just have fun. Let's do some oral and get off and then we'll go from there. Oh, no. He was all about turning me into a pile of pudding and working me over and pounding me until there was no tomorrow.
In his van.
Oh, yes. So I could literally say that the van was a rockin'. It was also, if you were outside listening, you were probably listening to my stifled screams.
Oh, my God.
Of crosses between pleasure and pain, because he did not take the time to make sure that, you know, I was willing to receive. Let's put it that way.
Open for business, as it were.
Nice, David. Nice. Yeah, he didn't knock before entering. Let's just put it that way. And consequently, when it was all said and done, I was very conflicted because part of me was like, wow, that was really hot. And another part of me is like, ow. 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 So I learned right then and there, careful what you wish for. And if you're going to flirt, you best be ready, because or at least be able to communicate. And at that time in my life, my sense of who I was less. So the fact that somebody gave me attention and paid attention to me and found me attractive just overrode any sense of rational thinking, because I was kind of like, oh my God, he's interested in me. So I was willing to go along. What I wasn't thinking about was that, you know, he was on a mission. He had something very specific he wanted to do. And we didn't really kind of talk about that ahead of time. So, yeah, I consider that my second worst. It's not necessarily a bad tale, but out of enjoyable experiences, not so much. Not yeah. really.
I was going to say, because that, you know, that's not really all that bad.
I didn't say that I was going to be good at playing this as a game. I just, when the topic was up, I was like, oh, okay, I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about. And I thought back over all the different times, and this was one that stood out to me. But yeah, the other one that I said was my worst is by far the one I will probably, no matter what happens, unless I get addle-brained, I will never forget.
So let's call that one the pudding food truck fuck.
The what?
Pudding food truck fuck.
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all. That's just... Anyways.
Alrighty.
Wow. Mr. Allen, do you have any stories you would like to tell?
I'm sure he does.
Oh, please.
Okay, let's set some proper expectations about the number of stories and the time frame, I guess.
Well, I've
done two before.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did.
I've done two before. The two I did before, a very brief recap, were the man, it was the man in Chicago who had a picture of a picture in his profile online. And he showed up at his front door, and his picture was like 20 years old. That was bad enough. But he was covered in little fleshy toadstool things all over his body. That was the most disgusting playdate ever. And I tried as hard as I could, but it just wasn't going to work. And you can go back to whatever podcast that was, and you can get all the really horrible details.
Yes.
We also talked briefly at one point about a gentleman who was a gorgeous, shaved head, wrestler type, beautiful tats, tribal tats all over his body, came into his house, which smelled like cat pee. He had us playing on a dirty mattress. It was really disgusting. And I, in a closet, an unlit closet. And finally, I just said, you know, this is not working. And I went home. So those are my two previous worst fucks ever. So things can only go up from here.
Mm.
Hopefully. So I've actually decided this is my most annoying fuck ever.
Oh my.
Yeah.
It was great, just annoying.
It was annoying and it was horrible and it wasn't my fault. So I'm on a number of systems, one of which is called AssPig, which I like because AssPig has something called pig certs. Someone plays with you, they have a good time, they can like write a little a review like Yelp of how you were to play with. And if you like it, you can post it into your profile. And I've accumulated 30 or 40 something, maybe a few more of these pig certs. All guys telling, I'm good at this, I'm good at that. And one of the things I'm very good at is helping guys open up their butts. In fact, I teach fisting and breath work and body work in a quarterly workshop in San Francisco for novices. So a guy in AssPig called me or contacted me and saying he just bought a new sling and he needed somebody who was good at working with beginners to come open up his butt and help him christen his new sling. And I looked at his profile and I just got this really odd feeling that something was off, but I couldn't place what it was. And I have since learned to trust my weird feelings. I showed up at his house, which was in the Castro neighborhood in San Francisco, and right away I knew something was wrong because I found Doris Day parking directly across the street from his house in the Castro on a Sunday afternoon.
Uh-oh.
Just impossible. It wouldn't even have happened for Doris Day. It was... So he opened the door, looked me up and down, didn't smile, and I thought, this is not the reaction of someone who's happy to meet me. Uh-oh. I came in and he offered me something to drink, and he was about halfway through his drink, which looked like a vodka on the rocks, and I took a glass of apple juice. And he was shorter, early to mid-60s, very attractive in a Palm Springs retired lawyer kind of way. Okay. I mean, this guy just seemed... wealthy Palm Springs, only stays in San Francisco during the summer because it gets too cold, too rainy in the winter. Now, not my type, but I was there for his ass, not his face. So we sat on his couch and we talked and we talked and we talked and we talked. And I thought, these are not the actions of someone who wants to play.
Oh, God.
He took me downstairs to see his new sling, which was in an unfinished basement under a stairwell on a rough concrete floor. No carpeting, no lights, no running water. And you could only get to the space through an itty-bitty square-shaped spiral staircase that I just barely fit through. Uh-huh. I have never seen a more miserable setup for a play space, ever. I murmured something vaguely polite, sound like, oh, that's a lovely new sling. Yes, yes, good choice. And we went back upstairs because even though he put the sling down there because he said it was always warm, it was too cold for him that day.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, you have no idea. So he offered me a refill of my apple juice. And said, I'll freshen up my drink while I'm at it. Now, if you've ever seen one of the 1930s madcap movies, like a Thin Man movie, this was right out of a Thin Man movie. He poured himself another finger of vodka, looked at me, did a double take, and poured himself two more fingers of vodka.
Oh, my God.
And he wasn't being funny.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, why hasn't he just asked me to leave? Does he have no balls? What's going on? So finally, after 20 minutes of drinking and sitting on the couch, he finally finished off his drink. He stood up. He was slurring his words and took me into the bedroom where he took off his shorts, underwear, and socks, leaving on his sweatshirt. It's his house. He could have turned up the thermostat and climbed onto the bed, laying flat on his back, eyes firmly closed, presumably thinking of his duty to Mother England.
Oh, God.
So there I am, standing next to his bed, fully clothed, looking at this man with his eyes tightly shut, obviously not relaxed, obviously not wanting to have sex with me. Checking around for a hidden camera. Didn't see any. And I thought about this, and I looked at him, and I realized a couple of things. He had a nice body, and he had a really, really big dick. And I had this highly ungracious flash of inspiration that he was one of those men with big dicks who are totally sexually passive, totally lazy, and they're slaves to their dick. Now, I don't like to make generalizations, but in this case, I'm gonna, because a lot of guys who have big dicks are lazy fucks.
Ooh,
it's I have such, I have a big dick. I don't have to do anything but sit here and look pretty. If you're not laughing, it's because you've run across one of these guys. You know it's true. Not all guys with big dicks are like that. I've got a play buddy who is like 6'8", and he's got, I mean, it's got like, it's thicker than a beer can and much longer. And he doesn't have any of this attitude. He's very active. He's not sexually lazy, and all parts of him are sensitive. It's not just his dick, but some guys with big dicks are slaves to their big dick, and they are completely lazy about sex. Well, it turns out this guy whose house I was at was one of those. So I thought about it, and I started sucking on his dick, which was completely limp, and I got it up to about a half hard on. And I will admit, even at only a half hard on, it was very impressive.
Hmm.
Now, okay, so we're back again. Sorry about that.
At what point do you want me to resume?
I don't remember. We were just talking about he had an amazing orgasm.
Okay. You're going to have a lot of editing to do. I'm warning you in advance.
That's okay. Usually we just pick up where we left off saying, oops, okay, and move on. So.
And the fucker still kept his eyes closed.
Oh.
He didn't open his eyes until he heard me putting on my shoes. And at that point, I wasn't sure if I was angry with him or felt sorry for him, probably some of each. And he had the nerve to pipe up from the bed and say, "That was wonderful, but you never got around to my ass." And there are many things I could have said. I certainly considered saying, if you'd lifted your sorry ass butt off the bed, flipped over, or opened your damn eyes, I might have gotten around to your ass. But what I said was simply a very bright and polite thank you for a lovely afternoon, and I finished getting dressed and I got the fuck out of there. Never heard from him again.
I thought you wanted him to break in his sling. You just saw it. And
I saw his sling. I never broke it. Never even touched it. It was too cold for him that day. And I thought, I was so pissed off at him because obviously he didn't like fat guys. Obviously, I wasn't what he was looking for. And my profile very clearly states bear with a belly. It says this is a fat dude who's good at playing with butts. Which part of fat dude do you not understand is what I was thinking as I left his apartment. And here's how pissed off I was with him even after I got home. I wrote this up into my sex blog, and he didn't even get a nickname.
Wow.
Ouch.
That is pissed off. You can find him under bad play dates, but there's nothing, no other tags. So that was my second worst play date ever.
Don't piss off the Mr. Allen.
Didn't read the instructions.
Got to remember that profiles are instructions.
That is too funny.
If you like skinny guys and you message someone who's not skinny, a skinny guy's not going to magically show up at your door.
No.
It's not like I said I was skinny and showed up not being skinny.
Yeah.
At least one of you has seen my profile on Aspig, and you know it says bear with a belly. It does not say anywhere in there I am skinny and gym-toned.
Any others? I think we got everything covered on that.
Yeah.
Moving on to our polls, and actually it's a combination of a few things. So like last time we had a poll, it was a while ago, and we asked, what would you do for a Klondike bar? We had various things, such as climb the Undertaker, a retarded Craigslist lay, turn my beard into a menorah, a bacon lube fuck section, and
Wait. How did he turn your beard into menorah?
All it says is turn my beard into a menorah.
This was from our dev interview.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. So, a bacon lube fuck session. And last but not least, sleep with the entire cast of Cubs Out Loud. We said, God forbid. But apparently 19 people would sleep with the entire Cubs Out Loud cast.
At once or serially?
You know what? It just doesn't. It was never specified.
Well, wow. 19 people have excellent taste. What can I say?
There you go.
What? Wow.
All right. Yeah. So can you guess what's the next highest here?
Menorah beard, obviously.
Bacon lube.
Gary?
I was going to say beard, but I'm going to go with Dave.
Beard? Okay. You're going to vote for bacon lube. What do you think, Alan?
What are the choices?
Sleep with the entire... that was the highest. Bacon lube, fuck session, turn my beard into menorah, a retarded Craigslist lay, and climb the Undertaker.
Bacon lube.
Yeah, and that's probably because in this section I said it first because I was reading from top to bottom.
No, because bears and bacon.
Good point.
Sex first, bacon second, although some bears are bacon first, sex second.
Any case.
Very true. Very true.
Seven people voted for that. Only one person voted for turn my beard into a menorah, so it was probably Regev.
Regev.
Yeah. Strangely enough, two people worded it differently, but basically said the same thing. One said, drive to the grocery store and buy a box. And one said, I'd go buy one.
Ah.
So they were lazy.
No, they're proactive and self-efficient. They said, screw this, I'll just go buy my own one.
I've got money. But if you go it this way, you have absolutely no transportation. There's a Klondike bar just sitting in a refrigerator. But to get past it, you have to do one of these things.
Oh.
I think that should be the way of really thinking about the question. But... yes, two people actually had a logical solution to the matter. I think nice. Everybody else just wanted to sleep with all of us.
Shame on them.
I know.
See, yeah. I would sleep with y'all without even asking for the Klondike bar afterwards.
Okay. Well, I'm sure many of these people would probably end up having the same thing because we would exhaust them completely and they would just not even think about it.
There you go.
Although, you know, it's a nice cool down thing. It's a Klondike bar.
Alrighty.
So our next poll is actually involved with our next segment.
All right.
Okay. Maybe we should cut that clip down a bit. But anyways, so a new one, I'll tumble for you because, you know, we talk about Tumblr quite a bit on this show. And after the show.
Yeah. It's the silent fifth partner in the show.
In any case, so we're going to actually share a couple things that we saw on Tumblr this week. We'll link the pages in the blog. And here's the poll part of this. Who's your favorite? yeah. who won, essentially. So basically, for the poll, the answers are Eric, Damon, Gary, and Jeff. So just leaving it at that. So that will be the poll questions. This time, instead of having its own separate polls, it will be right there in the same post as this show. So you don't have to worry about anything. Eric, what do you got for us?
I have a lovely strawberry blonde bear from witchcub.tumblr.com. If you want to see it and are too lazy to go to the website, shame on you. But it is post 5480367177 3. It is titled Me and My Bear from the Stocky Men and Guys collection.
Alrighty. Although there's only the one guy there.
Yeah. He's pretty.
He is pretty. Mine, I actually just took from my own blog.
I made it easier to find mine just by basically reblogging it. So yeah. I had it in my blog to.
So mine is a combines two of my fetishes. It's a dark haired, dark eyed guy, and he's, you know, there's just a little bit of fur coming out of a button down shirt, I believe, like in the stage of undressing from a business suit. So
just a little bit. He looks like he's got a cat suit on underneath there.
Hey,
I'm just saying that's a lot of fur.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, no. But that one is mine. Just I love the look of in the eyes, and yeah. He's doing the one arm like over the behind with the hand behind the head pose, which is a common, I guess, bear pose, but other than that, yeah.
Yeah. So mine is a gentleman that I don't know in real life, but I sure as hell wouldn't mind meeting. The reason why I picked this one is because I think physically he's pretty much the damn near epitome of what I presume my future husband to be. So if any of y'all out there are interested, I'm always open to applications. Ooh. So feel free to look at the picture.
It's not long enough.
You don't need to see, and also the picture is not necessarily exactly, but is a good example, right?
It is a very good example of the physicality that I would probably every time I look be pinching myself and thinking, is this real? Am I really here? Am I really doing this? Doing him doing me, whatever. I wish he had a little bit more body hair. I will say that. But he's got a beautiful beard, and he's, you know, blonde and blue-eyed. Although, if he had some Irish, you know, ginger working in him, that probably would just add a couple more points on the irresistible "I'm going to stalk you for life" category. And I love how it's in a bathroom, the mirror self-pick reflecting thing, which normally annoys me, but in this case, I'll forgive because he's gorgeous and. He has a slightly tasteful shower curtain that doesn't annoy me.
And he's a designer cut because the carpets match the drapes.
Nice.
Alrighty.
Last but not least, What?
Never mind. It fixed itself.
Okay. So mine is actually what many people might have heard of Mafia Cub. He was DJing at a pool party and he's got his shirt off.
Oh.
And he's in Austin?
No. I don't know where he's from.
Oh, no, you're never mind. I was misreading something.
No, I just think it was his shirt off. You don't see much, but he's cute. He's adorable.
He is adorable.
Yep, so hold on a second.
Oh. He is right. A cutie.
Yeah.
See, that's why I picked the pick. So I think I won. But that's just me. We'll find out.
We're all winners in this game.
Mr. Allen had to go have some dim sum. So he left us while we were talking here. So
bear dim sum.
Bye. Thank you. Bear dim sum, even better.
Or dim sum bears.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Alrighty.
So that's our tumbles for you. So what we want to know is, how do I put this? Who tumbled you?
I tumbled that.
Who tumbled you?
I tumbled that.
So.
Nice, David. Cool. David says, okay. We want to know, David says, we want to know which one you'll tumble.
Yeah.
Who'd you tumble? Okay. And the question on it is just who tumbled you, and so that will be the poll in the show notes. Pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Scroll down the show notes. Just click the links, take a look at it, open a new tab. You know, flip through them to kind of compare. The one with the penis. Was that your favorite? the one with the necktie and shirt open.
Yeah.
Look at you seductively. Taking a picture of myself in the mirror with an iPhone.
Yay.
And naked. Or a shirtless DJing chubby. Come.
I would say Gary's, yours is good, but it just cuts off too short.
So you're complaining about the picture that it doesn't let you see what you want to see.
There's no penis.
There is a little bit.
Just a little bit.
You know, not enough to be really lewd, but
I would like to see more.
Mm. Yes. I'm telling you right now, this man has a glorious cock. That's all there is to it.
I've seen this guy all over the place, so, you know, I'm sure there's other pictures where you can see his penis, okay?
Hold on.
Now I know. You have to find it, that's all.
Damn it.
So, moving on. So, who tumbled you? Pop over to our blog, comesoutloud.com, put in a poll. Cool. Awesome. Nice. Fantastic. Excellent. Bodacious. Supernova. Anyway.
Bodacious.
Righteous? Excellent. Moving on into some links. I got nothing. I just
Eric?
I got something. I mentioned earlier for the next, today's July 14th. I believe it's the 22nd is when Steam Summer Sale ends. If you're a PC gamer at all, it's well worth checking in. Every 8 hours or so, they change the current sales, and then they've got deep discount daily sales. It's one of two times a year where Steam does sales that are this big, and it's crazy what's on sale, so go check it out.
Doom 3 BFG edition just for $4.99.
Yeah.
Yes.
$5.
While we're podcasting, I just bought Kerbal Space Program.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, they got timers. They got the daily deal timer. They got the flash sales timer. Yesterday's big deals, which are in a timer. Pretty cool.
I'm actually going to reblog this on my Facebook because I have some gamer friends who might want to see this.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Real quick, my link, our pick for this week, was just a fun little article I found about one look at the U.S.-Canadian border, and it reveals some ridiculous things. It's a link to a website that has a YouTube video that essentially explains the weird border between U.S. and Canada, and why it is that way. Simply put, it was supposed to be, I think, along the 42nd parallel, which you would think would be a straight line, but because of, you know, the old time when they did it, it wasn't necessarily straight. And it's a lot of fun. The video itself is just hilarious, so.
Nice.
Yeah. I just think it's just fun. The one part, there's the part about a lake and what they had to do because of the lake. That's just kind of hilarious because you've got this nice huge ass chunk that's just kind of up in Canada and then out. Yeah. And there are cities that are, you know, some there are parts of Canada that are actually maybe should be in the United States, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Fun. So there's mine.
Cool.
Nice.
Mine is by Mental Floss, which actually is a magazine that you can subscribe to. I believe both in real, like, physical form and digital. And they also obviously have a website and other things. They also do a series of YouTube videos that I subscribe to, which actually I think are quite hysterical. So this one is called 26 Alcoholic Drinks.
Oh, God.
And it runs through John, I think his name is the guy that's the host. He runs through talking about all these different drinks, kind of where they got their name or how they originated, some of the ingredients that are in them. But it's to me, it's kind of like a different take on Alton Brown doing food and like Mr. Wizard and those kind of things where you goodies. See something. Yeah, kind of like you get a little to me, it's what I call edutainment. It's educational, but it's entertaining. Some of it kind of makes you laugh. It's a little quirky. But anyway, so I thought it was fun. And besides, it's summertime and you might get an idea for a drink to make out of it. Or you'll at least have cocktail conversation.
Nice.
So that's my pick.
Hey, guess what? Hey, that's the end of the show.
Yay!
By ways of contact, just pop over to our website, cupsoutloud.com. It's in a little process of being refurbished. You can email us at cubsoutloud@gmail.com at any time. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Google+, gplus.to/cubsoutloud. Join our Bear Underground group. Join the Underground. Friend us up there. Just like Bruiser. You gotta love Bruce. The adorable hot English bear. Anyways, drool. Anyways, also pop over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. You can do others, I suppose, but you know, leave us a review. Any review, I don't care. I'll read it on the show. Whatever you say, whatever you say. Oh, I'm not kidding on it. Anyways. also, Bob Reduce,
sorry,
Stitcher, give us a thumbs up. And I always feel like there's like something else that I talk about. Oh, that's my stuff. you can find me anywhere as Box, Bobby Box, Tech Box, Scott Box, something.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401, Bear Underground, and Tumblr.
And you can find me as Gamer Bear on Bigger City or Eric Patton on Google+.
And GearBear73 is my nick usually pretty much anywhere online. And if you want to know about my Tumblr account, get a hold of us through the – send us an email, you know, and I'll let you know what that is. It's not secret, but it's not attached to that identity. That being said, definitely give us some feedback. Let us know if you like the new format, some of the new stuff that we're doing. Or if you don't like it. Either way, we want to know.
Yeah, suggestions are appreciated.
Mm-hmm. So, with that, say good night, everybody!
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Moving up.
Yay!
Woohoo! Yay! Mafia Cup is.
We're all done, Jester. Jester's been in a Star Wars dungeon this entire time.
Oh.
All over the planet. Oh. That
sounds dirty.
The only some of my friends and a Star Wars dungeon, yes, that would sound very dirty. Very, very dirty.
And you're recording.